Window World, the official windows of the Kansas City Chiefs, presents Kevin Keatsman Has Issues online at windowskansascity.com.
When the news broke Monday that the federal judge in Florida had lifted the mask mandate on airplanes and other modes of transportation, or anything pretty much guided by the CDC and the Biden administration, we immediately did a patron podcast, which is one of the benefits of becoming a patron of KKHI. I always encourage you from time to time, you've talked about it or thought about doing it. It's one of the real benefits and bonuses. I thought it was an excellent patron podcast. If you want to go back and listen to it, you can sign up and become a patron today at kkhasissues.com and get the entire thing and the entire catalog of all the patron podcasts that we've done for more than a year now with our patron program. So if you want to hear those, go get them. And it explains basically the Administrative Procedure Act and how that was violated by the CDC and the Biden administration and the reason the judge struck this down. It is also basically an act that falls under foreign policy, has to do with foreign threats. And the judge sort of ruled that, hey, listen, domestic flights are not foreign threats at this point. The virus is here, and this is a domestic threat, and people in America have a right to choose whether they want to get on an airplane or a train or a bus or anything of that nature, and it's a pretty cool ruling. I won't spend a great deal of time on this other than the philosophical part. After I let you know that the judge, Catherine Kimball Mizell, is the youngest federal judge that Trump appointed. She's 33 years old. And it was somewhat controversial when she was appointed and confirmed along party lines in the state of Florida. She worked at the side of Clarence Thomas, who's a great conservative judge on the Supreme Court. Her resume is impeccable. She taught at the University of Florida as a professor with Clarence Thomas. So other than being an ageist, which is what the Democrats, again, this is where the Democrats are, they hated her appointment because she was 33. I mean, this there are so many things wrong with their arguments of inclusion. You cannot, I mean, if we have an almost 80-year-old president. America has spoken that we're not going to look at age and let that be some sort of guiding light. If we were going to look at it, maybe we should look at it when you're 80 and not when you're 33. Just my opinion. This woman's a great American hero. She's awesome. There's no other way to say it. Again, we go into great detail on the Patreon podcast of why this happened, what the act was, and why she ruled in the way that she did. It's pretty interesting. We did other things on the Patreon podcast, including the 23 terrorists that have been caught at the southern border, and asked the question, how many have we not caught? We talk about diversity advocates in Arizona and the mistake they made accusing a DJ at a school event of having blackface when he was actually a black person. We talk about an apartment that is a Friends theme and a ship that wrecked with a $1 million car on it. It's pretty good stuff. It's yesterday's patron podcast. If you want to go sign up to become a patron, again, go to kkhasissues.com. Sign up for as little as $5 a month. You'll get all the patron podcasts and the newsletter each and every week right here at KK Has Issues. Now, the big picture philosophical part of the mask mandate being lifted, and I think at this point many of us have watched videos. The best video I saw was not, there's a ton of them of people clapping. They're on there, they're wearing the mask. The flight attendant, or the pilot in some cases, gets the information, and there were pilots that walked out in the aisle and made announcements and said immediately, a judge has struck down the federal mask mandate on airlines with the FAA. It is now optional. You can take your mask off and enjoy your flight. You can keep it on if you'd like. CDC still recommends to keep it on. It's totally up to you. And almost every video you see is just people clapping right and left. Oh my gosh, America's happy. And on one particular video of a Delta flight attendant, I don't know where it was leaving from, but they said we have a 90-minute flight up to Atlanta. So whatever that may be, that might be Tampa. Heck, that might be where it was. Tampa to Atlanta sounds like about a 90-minute flight up to Atlanta. And she gets on and she starts reading the thing that she's supposed to read because it's all on their phones. The CDC still recommends, but you can take your mask off. It's over. And she goes, after 2 years, I've been wearing this mask for 2 years. And she takes it off and she's done. And she starts tearing up and crying that she doesn't have to wear this stupid mask anymore while she's a flight attendant for Delta Airlines. And it is emotionally charged and everyone applauds her. And we've had so much tension on flights and so much controversy on flights, and the flight attendants have been through a lot. We've talked about people on the front lines, nurses, teachers. We called them all heroes. These flight attendants have been dealing with crap. Let me tell you, crap. By the way, most of the crap, and this is documented, most of the videos, okay, have to do with a leftist who has a problem with somebody who's conservative. When I made my recent flights, I wore and nobody gave me any trouble. I got some funny looks. I had a lot of people walk up to me and knuckle bust me and say, I love your mask, love your mask. No flight attendant gave me a hard time. I had another mask in case I needed it. They told me to take it off. It was not profane or anything like that. My black mask simply said, this mask does nothing. That's all it said. But it said it really, the big letters. It was gaudy. And I was proud to wear it. And I got a lot of looks. Most incidents on these flights were some crazy leftist that would look at me across the aisle and be upset that I was wearing that and say they're triggered by that or offended by that. That's where the conflict came on these flights. Conservatives walked on with masks that said, let's go, Brandon, just sat down on their flight with their mask on and weren't bothering anybody. But it triggered someone else. All of our problems and conflicts happen the same way. People on the left get offended and triggered in the weirdest ways. We talked about that on the Patreon podcast yesterday with the crazy leftists in Arizona that accused the DJ at a school of wearing blackface when indeed he was a black man, not wearing anything. They get triggered. They're loco. America's seen it. You watch these videos. You watch the flight attendant. You watch people cheer. And you understand that you're not alone. You've been walking around for 2 years thinking, I got to stay quiet. I can't let people know what I really think of this. Well, as soon as they make an announcement on a plane, people take their masks off, and now you got like 130 people flying on a flight, and 12 of them are wearing masks. And the rest of them take it off and say, we don't care, or we wouldn't be on this flight. Now, the commentary here you may perceive as a little bit negative, and I don't really mean this to be negative, but it is sad. It is sad in the United States of America. In 2022, that we are so excited about a federal judge striking down a mask mandate on airlines, Amtrak, buses, a lot of different places. It is also unique to see the companies that have supported this. The major airlines jumped right on board. Every single one of the airlines could have said, nope, we disagree. We're going to keep the mask mandate in place. They have that option. Every single one of them said, yoo-hoo, we're done. Amtrak, which is government funded, but struggles mightily to get customers and sell tickets, celebrated and said, masks optional. Oh, but it's not everywhere, ladies and gentlemen. It is not everywhere. The New York Transit Authority, which is the subway system, oh no. See, they couldn't care less whether you ride the subway. They're overcrowded, overstressed anyway. They couldn't care less. They're run by the government. It's all funded in the state of New York. Chicago Transit, same thing. They don't care whether you get on their train or not. They don't care because the government funnels money in. Oh, but where you have to compete, where private business occurs, we see freedom of choice. This is the classic example of our lifetimes of why private business is better than government. This is America shining. This is it in a laboratory, in a classroom, in a petri dish. Here it is. Airlines, whoop, no masks. New York City subways, mask up. Tax dollars fund that subway system. They couldn't care less whether you ride it or not. They don't care. They really don't. They don't care in Chicago. A lot of these mass transit places. What's Mayor Lucas going to do? On the streetcar. What's he going to do? Because that's been a giant floating turd for how many years? Every time I see one, it's an empty car rolling down the street. And there's only like three cars. Initially, Kansas Cityans went and rode them like amusement park rides. Say, hey, let's go ride the roller coaster downtown. Let's go from one bar to another and call it a day. Then we'll Uber back to the suburbs. And then once you've done it and you've ridden the little joyride, you don't ride it again. And they just roll up and down the streets empty. Oh, and we want to expand the lines and make more public transportation, more tax dollars, more spending. What you going to do, Mayor? What you going to do, Mayor Lucas? Oh, come on, dude. You got to step up and say, wait a second. This is too dangerous. We can't have people on the streetcars without masks. I think there needs to be a news conference today. Shut this thing down. But truly, the sad statement on all of us is we lost control of our country as citizens. That's Republicans, that's Democrats, that's independents, that's black, white, that's every gender you can think of, that's gender X, that's non-binary, that's all of us. We lost control. We gave it up to them. We allowed them to run our lives for 2 years. We allowed this to happen. I don't see how Joe Biden can take this to court and fight it. I don't see it. I know he can, and I know he can find a court of appeals that he can probably win. I don't know how the Democrats in an election year can go fight this now. What kind of bad business will that be? We've seen all the people that fly largely, I'm not going to say they're all conservative, but because some of them are Democrats that also don't want to wear a mask. There's plenty of those people. We're only talking about a fringe element of people. If you are sick, my son is getting married next year in Arizona. God willing, my mom will be there. She wants to go. And if COVID's running around next March, she's probably still going to get on a plane. She knows she's taking a chance. She knows she's taking a chance. You just know it. You risk reward. She'll be almost 90 at that point. Wants to see her grandson get married. She makes a choice. And we'll cross that bridge when we get there. That's what this is all about. Life isn't fair. You can't take... there's so many things in America where over the last decade, we've just flipped everything to where 90% of the population have to cater to the 10%. Or in the cases of gender identity, non-binary or whatever, 99.9% of the population have to learn pronoun things that they weren't, that don't come roll off the tongue. It isn't proper. They, them, you're looking at one person, it's they, them. It's not proper English. It just isn't. But we have to learn it for the 0.1% that it matters to. This is all twisted and sick and ridiculous. And a judge fought back. And that mask mandate was only about one thing. It was about the 10 or 15% of mask freaks that are out there. We Jessica and I went and ran some errands yesterday afternoon. Three different times we saw people walking down the street with masks on. And God bless them. It's America. Wear your mask. One of them was right along the Sprint campus out there. There wasn't a person outside within, I mean, the closest anybody could have been would have been up in a parking garage 500 yards away. There's not a person within 500 yards of this person, and they're walking down the street with a mask on. Now, they have every right to do that. And I'm not going to make fun of that person. I don't know their situation. I don't know whatever. The sad part for me is it says to me this was a very young person in their 20s. It says to me this is not an unhealthy person. This is a person that's out walking, getting exercise, either during the work hour or heading home or whatever it may be. It's not an unhealthy person, did not look unhealthy, out walking around on a fairly nice day. It was a little windy. Maybe it was allergies. Maybe it's windy. I'm just going to go ahead and I got this mask now. I'll start wearing it. It'll help with my allergies. Maybe that was it. But mostly when I see people doing this now, I feel bad for them. Because I think they got something wrong up in their head. That they're just living life scared to death of everything. And we know that's how the left is. Fear above all else. We're so scared of global warming. We're so afraid of being misidentified. We're so afraid of other people not accepting us because of our gender or the color of our skin. And it will ruin our lives. We're just scared, scared, scared. I feel bad, man. I feel bad when I see it. But I also feel bad for the majority. Because the fact that my phone blew up and all my friends were excited and everybody's like, woohoo, I'm flying in 2 weeks, I don't have to wear a mask. Everybody's so excited. That's pathetic. There's no other way to say it. That's pathetic. That we get excited over not wearing masks on airplanes and in transportation. What an absolute shame. Welcome Advanced Medical Imaging to KKHI, a new sponsor here at Kevin Keatsman Has Issues. Advanced Medical Imaging is in Lawrence, Kansas. And what this is it's your MRIs, any medical imaging you may do at a fraction of the cost of your healthcare system. You can still do it within your healthcare system, okay? You can go to your doctor with your insurance and have, and they'll tell you to, hey, go to this hospital chain and they're going to charge you this much and you're going to pay all this and blah, blah, blah. But you can also choose to use Advanced Medical Imaging in Lawrence. They are tremendous. The average scanning is about $500, and that's out of pocket. That's without insurance, compared to over $2,000 at your hospital chains, where you're going to be paying big copays. These are great conservative folks that understand that healthcare is a mess that's basically run by the federal government now and beholden to giant corporate hospitals. Advanced Medical Imaging is outside of that. Their technology is the best. Their machines are the widest available, which is important, so you're not claustrophobic. They have soothing sounds and lighting in the room to make you comfortable. Their radiologist, Jeremy, is a Navy vet. This is where you want to go for your MRIs. They work with all major insurance companies, but they also, if you want to get into preventative medicine and you have the wherewithal to do it, you can just go get your whole body scanned for $500 and find out if you have a tumor. You can see all kinds of things. You don't need insurance now to go do this, or you don't have to do it within your insurance. This can be something elective for you to go check your own health. Seems to me, you know, we ask people to go to the doctor every so often and do a physical. We ask this and that. Seems to me this is the best cancer preventer there is anywhere in America, and this should be part of insurance. You should be allowed once a year to go scan your body. I just think that should be part of it, but it's not. So Advanced Medical Imaging is here for you. In Lawrence, typical visit time is only about 45 minutes. You're in and you're out. These are great folks. They love the podcast, so they think like you and I. They have wonderful facilities. Call Tricia at Advanced Medical Imaging, 785-856-0224. It's medimageks.com. Again, the website is medimageks.com. They're in Lawrence. Of course, you can send me an email and say, hey, what's the number or the name of that thing? I respond to all my emails, unless I lose them to junk or spam or something. I respond to all of them. If you contact me about a sponsor, I will let you know fully about a sponsor and what they can do for you. Advanced Medical Imaging in Lawrence. Really appreciate them coming on board. In the state of Missouri, the Republicans have put forth a bill for a $500 tax credit for Missourians. There's a $1.8 billion surplus in the state of Missouri right now. And the Republicans say, let's give it back in the form of a tax credit. Okay, there's some flaws to this. One, is there something better to do with the $1.8 billion than give it back? It's a legitimate question. How about just lowering taxes? Is there something better to do with $1.8 billion? If you're going to give it back, do you ever get credit for giving it back if it's a tax credit? You know, this is the old thing, and if you're an employer out there, you understand this. You provide thousands and thousands of dollars of year worth of benefits for all your employees, and they don't even know it. All they see is that, you know, $250 each paycheck is coming out toward health insurance, and they think they're paying for health insurance. They don't know how much you're paying. They don't know what you're paying. They don't see what you're paying into their 401k. They don't even think about it. They don't. Employers get no credit for benefits anymore. Zero. They just have to do it. It's the cost of doing business, and employees take it for granted and don't even appreciate it. They appreciate nothing about benefits packages, zero, nothing. Unless there's a stock option and they watch the stock go way up and they make a bunch of money. That's the only thing they ever see. Most companies don't do that. This is the same flawed logic. Republicans are wanting to give $500 tax credit back to Missourians. If they do that, you're never getting credit for it because it's just going to be on the tax return. It's not realized. The Democrats are at least smart enough to send you a check. When they're going to buy you off, they send you a check. Well, there's a real flaw to this one, and I'm amazed when Republicans just, and this would be the third count they would be missing on. The third flaw on this is they're only going to give the tax credit to people who owe on taxes. That means if you underpaid, let's say you underpaid by $500, that's the max. If you're underpaid by $500, they're going to give you a $500 credit. If you overpaid by $200, you get your $200 refund. You get nothing. You get nothing. So they only want to help people that underpaid on their taxes. Again, this is no different than the student loan debt. Oh, you took out a loan. You said you'd pay it back. We're going to wipe that out for you. Oh, the other kids paid for their college or have paid their loans off faster than you. None of this makes any sense. Republicans in Missouri have this way wrong. What kind of weirdo rhinos they got running around in Jeff City at this point? Of course, the people on the left are all ticked off that the underprivileged and the lower get nothing. If you made $24,000 a year, you didn't pay any taxes, but you get no break here. You get nothing. Well, you paid no tax. You didn't make enough to pay tax. And let's be honest, we all at this point in our lives know somebody who has plenty of money. Likely they're on Social Security or whatnot. And they didn't make enough money last year to pay tax. We know people like this. Oh, so we're going to start handing them more stuff? No. The implication here by the left is that this is just so racist and mean to black people and poor people. It's so, you know what's racist? Always claiming that low income is racism. I have a sibling that is low income. Who's got a net worth over $1 million? Every possible benefit or scam going in the book, she gets. Bully for her. I applaud her. Take advantage of the system. If it's out there and it's gettable, she's going to qualify. She's going to go get it. It's unbelievable. And she not alone. There's a lot of people in this country like that. Why do you think people aren't going back to the workforce? They have enough. They can start pulling some money off of it. It's just, it's so, it is racist to say these things are racist. Immediately. Oh, low-income people don't get their $500 tax credit. That's racist. You know what's racist? Shouting from a mountaintop that the low-income people are all black. That's horrible. It's just ridiculous. Absurd. So they're going to have to tweak this thing in Missouri. I mean, I haven't thought about it much. I'll think about it for a day or two. Maybe I'll have a better answer later in the week. But is there a better use for $1.8 billion? I mean, I would think that I would use some of that as tax credit or incentives for big businesses, not small business development. Small businesses are thriving. Everybody with a small business is kicking ass right now. They're so busy, they don't know what to do with themselves. Startups are doing great. A lot of people doing great. But getting a big business to Missouri, luring something large to Missouri. How about an airline to KCI? Find somebody who wants to do 40 flights a day and make this sort of a hub. We're right in the middle of the country. We're going to have a brand new terminal. Why not compete with other markets and say, you know what? We can do this, and then we can slap a $5 fee on every flight that takes off, every passenger that takes off and lands from the airport, and have all kinds of money and get it all back. Why not lure an airline to Kansas City now? Why not? Seems like a perfect place. Right smack in the middle of the country. Think of the fuel cost savings of all the cross-country flights from the East Coast to the West Coast that don't go to Dallas and stop in Kansas City instead, because it's a straight flight instead of a curvy flight. Something to think about. I've never understood why Kansas City isn't a hub to a major airline. It is the perfect geographic location for a hub. If you were ever going to have a hub, this is it. I don't know. Maybe that's one of the things, but $500 tax credit, people aren't going to see it. It's going to be just like what employers pay for your benefits. You don't see it. They pay a pile, thousands and thousands of dollars every year. And if you use your 401k to your advantage, it's even more. But you don't see it, and you don't appreciate it. And Missourians will not appreciate a $500 tax credit from Republicans. This is ill-conceived from the jump. Vicki Hartzler will be speaking Saturday night at the event I'm emceeing, along with Eric Schmidt and McCloskey from St. Louis and Billy Long and the Senate candidates. Mark Alford will be there. He's running for Congress, former Fox 4 anchor. We'll see them all. The website, if you'd like to go to the dinner, it's only $50. It includes your dinner. Is Giacomo.gop. Giacomo.gop. It's the Republicans of Jackson County Lincoln Reagan Day Dinner. I'm the host, the MC. I look forward to meeting Congresswoman Hartzler. Her commercials have been very effective about Leah Thomas, the transgender swimmer. She is getting a lot of national attention this week after the Kansas City Star did her wrong. There is no other way to describe it. The Star did her wrong. On Easter Sunday, the Star ran a hit piece against Vicky Hartzler for being a Christian. See, the Kansas City Star doesn't like religion. Unless you're a church that's buying advertising in their paper, they're coming after you. They'll come after any church in the state of Missouri. They're after every church. The hit piece attacked her Christianity on Easter Sunday. They said she mirrors, quote, white Christian nationalism, unquote, that she mirrors that. Then it went on to say that while she is not affiliated with that, a lot of her racial overtones make her appear extremist. So they skirt the edges of saying she's extremist. They skirt the edges of saying she's a white Christian nationalist. But they put it all in the story. It's pathetic. The Star is just so bad. When did it become bad in this country to be a Christian? How did this happen? I was watching an episode of Billions on Monday night. And one of the characters on there, who's like the number two guy at the big firm that makes all the money in stock trading, he's failed with his children. He's worked too much his whole life. He's drank too much. He's too fun of a guy. He's been with too many women, done too many drugs. He has two or three children. He connected with a couple of them. His daughter is on a stripper pole, and he meets his oldest son who he hasn't seen in years, and his oldest son has turned to Jesus and given his whole life up to Jesus. And the entire episode makes fun of the fact that this guy is a loser because his child became religious as an adult. How did this happen? Who are these people? And how come you can't leave Christians alone? That seems easy. If you're about inclusion and diversity, just leave them alone. You don't have to, you know, run down to the pulpit and sing and dance. You don't have to go to service. You don't have to join. Leave them alone. What is your right to tell other people that they're racist or sexist, and you as a leftist can just attack Christians with a broad swipe, a broad brush? I just don't get it. It's so mean and so outward, and it's just there, and Vicky Hartzler is the latest victim of that, totally ignored. But we shouldn't be surprised at victims of bad leftist journalism. The Washington Post has a reporter named Taylor Lorenz. The Washington Post claims, and Taylor Lorenz claims, they're about to out the anonymous owner of the Twitter account called Libs of TikTok. You've heard me talk about this before. I love Libs of TikTok because it's a great window into the craziness that's running America. These people on TikTok on the left are crazy. Now, forget the politics involved or gender identity or the things that they freak out about, whatever. I'm telling you, when you watch the videos, they're crazy. They're like, they need help. They're nuts what these people do on TikTok. So Libs of TikTok is a Twitter account that all it does is find these things on TikTok and repost it on Twitter for the masses. Millions of people see this craziness on the left. Well, journalists in America can't stand it. Twitter hates it. They suspended Libs of TikTok at one point. CNN hates it. All New York Times, Washington Post, they hate it. They don't want America. See, they want to hide what they are. They want to say we're better because of what we are. Then when you see the people that have made these gender choices in their lives and you see what they're like, you think they're mentally deranged. So putting that on Twitter is a danger to everything that they stand for, right? So the Washington Post has decided they're going to expose this person. This person's been anonymous. Has had death threats. This lady, it's a woman, does not want anybody to know who she is. Taylor Lorenz is a reporter for the Washington Post, and she claims she is about to out the owner of Libs of TikTok and has visited the house of relatives and all this other stuff. Here again, these things are so predictable. Not even a deep dive, a shallow dive into Taylor Lorenz, the reporter at the Washington Post. You will find out that she did a TV interview where she broke down and cried because she gets harassed on social media. Stop for a second. Think really hard. A reporter on the left hates being harassed by bullies on Twitter and social media, breaks down and cries about it and says you shouldn't be a bully. And she's about to expose the anonymous owner of Libs of TikTok. How many times on this podcast have I said you can't make this up? Wow. I mean, absolute, complete insanity in the world. Nothing insane at Roberts Robinson, Chevrolet, Buick, GMC, and Excelsior Springs. They just make it easy. They have 0% financing right now. It's truck month. Silverado, Sierra, 0% financing, and $1,000 accessory cash available. Log on to robertsrobinson.com where you can shop, click, and drive. Don't forget, they would love to service your vehicle no matter where you live. They will come to your house or work, pick up your ride, take it back, service it, and bring it back to you. They'll do this free of charge. They don't make any money doing it, but they want to show you they mean business, that they're going to try harder than the other dealers. Anything GM, give them a call. RobertsRobinson.com. They got the great Buick SUVs, GMC, we are professional grade, and great deals this month. They have over 50 cars in stock right now, ready to be delivered. You can see them online at RobertsRobinson.com in Excelsior Springs. These are good folks. They'll even deliver the car to you no matter where you live. So give them a chance to earn your business. 360 Document Solutions. That's my guy, Mark. He demands customer satisfaction. That's it. Everybody that works for him, you're going to make our customers happy, period, end of statement. I get emails from people that call 360 and say, let's give them a chance. Come take a look at our copiers. Take a look at our IT. Look at the things we're doing in our office. Can we do this better? Can we do it more efficiently? Can we do it with a business partner that we know is conservative like us? Now you can. 360documentsolutions.com. Any business anywhere in Western Missouri. That's anywhere. Down in Nevada, no problem. Nevada, Missouri, done. Great. Or anywhere. I mean, any inch in the state of Kansas, they cover it. So please make this call, and they'll come see you and take a look at what you're doing and see if they can help you out. 913-745-5344. 360documentsolutions.com. And Scott over at B-Stock sent me the email this week of their top-of-the-line Samsung refrigerators and washers and dryers are all brand new and available at bstock.net. They've just gotten into the appliances, and you're going to save big. They're cheaper than anywhere in Kansas City. They also have occasional Kenmore models and LG refrigerators. Check out the appliance section on the website. Bstock, there's no dash. B-S-T-O-C-K, bstock.net/appliances, and check them all out right now. They're at 14680 South Flaming Road in Olathe. We love those guys. Now they're saving you big money on appliances. Who the heck is Jack Dorsey all of a sudden? Jack Dorsey is the co-founder of Twitter. We talked a great deal about him on Monday. I opened up personally some things about my professional career and the things that I now suddenly have in common with Jack Dorsey, which I never thought I'd ever have in common with Jack Dorsey. I didn't think I'd have much in common with Elon Musk at one point, but times change. Desperate times, desperate measures. Jack Dorsey apparently is some sort of a moderate. Not as crazy left as people think. We saw what Jack Dorsey was saying about the Twitter board. Now he's doubled down attacking CNN. Brian Stelter goes on CNN and attacks Tucker Carlson for whatever reason. And Jack Dorsey jumps in. Most people thought to Tucker Carlson's defense, but Dorsey says, I'm not defending anyone. I'm simply pointing out to Brian Stelter that you're as big a turd as, you know, Tucker Carlson. He essentially said, well, he didn't essentially say, he said he was on the ground in Ferguson, Missouri during the riots, and he watched CNN on the ground, quote, create conflict, unquote, to drum up news. Jack Dorsey, the co-founder of Twitter, says he was at the riots in Ferguson and saw CNN crews create conflict between people so they'd have news. Wow. They're cannibalizing each other on the left. I don't think anybody ever accused Jack Dorsey of being some conservative. No how, no way. This is really strong. This is up there with Elon Musk strong, because everybody on Twitter sees this from at Jack, which is his handle. As the co-founder, he's just at Jack. And he says CNN is a fraud. There is fake news. They stage stuff and they create conflict. And I love it. Finally, people are speaking out. This is all just so good. CNN has a new boss coming in May 2nd, a new CEO. You remember they've had some conflict. They have apparently now attempted to hire Megyn Kelly, the former Fox News anchor, to host a primetime show where Cuomo was. She turned them down. This is going to get interesting. Bill O'Reilly is still out there. Does he have some baggage? I guess. I'm not sure. We know this. The new CEO is taking CNN towards the middle. I was texting a friend last night. And I said, I don't know how far to the middle they'll go, but they're moving to the middle. The middle lane's wide open. Give NBC the left. Give Fox News the right. Play the middle. CNN would have a great chance to double or triple their ratings if they just played the middle, which they used to do. You know, they used to have Larry King on, and they would just sit there and interview interesting people and ask them fair and real questions, and very rarely did Larry King ever give an opinion about anything. He just interviewed interesting and outrageous people, and people watched, and they enjoyed it. The show I remember, and I think it was on PBS, and then later maybe it was on CNN, after it was no longer on PBS, was called Crossfire. And you would have two hosts. Actually, I used to enjoy watching Sean Hannity when Alan Colmes was on there with him, when it was Hannity and Colmes, because I felt like he just was winning the argument every night. But I kind of enjoyed seeing both sides. They didn't talk over each other. It was well-produced. I liked it. I don't like Hannity as much now, but I think CNN would do well to hire someone on the right and someone on the left, not radicals, moderate, a Manchin-type Democrat and a Romney-type Republican would be a really interesting show. Put them on there and stay away from the stupid topics that nobody cares about. Stay away from gender identity. Stay away from all these little things nobody cares about. Hit bigger picture things like the economy, school boards. Critical race theory is fine, but Xbox on a Social Security form, your gender identity, probably not. I think they could play the middle and get really big ratings, and they may try to do that. Megyn Kelly's a rhino. A lot of people have forgotten. She's no great conservative, okay? So she's a rhino at the best. And they've tried to hire her, and she turned it down because she thought their audience would hate her immediately. She's doing fine. She's got a pile of money, whatever. Look, the best thing she ever did was be on Fox News. She's made a lot of money since then from NBC and podcasting and different things like that. I'm not trying to be critical of anything else she's done. She's done great for herself. But the thing people remember her for was her show on Fox News. It was very popular. Would they hire Bill O'Reilly, bring him out of TV jail? He had the highest rated show on television for 20 years. I don't know what CNN's going to do. I can't say that I know. They're being blasted by the left now for creating conflict. They've been outed. What they are has been exposed, and the new boss is clearly moving them toward the middle. Now, he may only move them an inch toward the middle. I don't know. But I wouldn't think you were hired to come in and clean the thing up and improve ratings and not move it significantly toward the middle. You can't keep doing what you're doing and expect better ratings. You can't. He knows this. I think they're going to move toward the middle. I think they'll still be left, but there are varying degrees of left. And if they move toward the middle, they might gain a little traction. Who knows? The Easter Bunny is in the news for all the wrong reasons. This is, if you made a movie about a bumbling president of the United States, a comedy, you couldn't put this in the script. They'd say, yeah, that's a bridge too far. The president's doing an Easter egg thing on a Monday, first of all, which is bizarre. But he doesn't work weekends, right? So they're going to do it on a Monday. And so they're doing it. And he actually walks up to some people behind the rope line or the fence line, and they're asking him a question. These are constituents. He's going to answer a question from a real person, not a reporter, a real person. And the Easter Bunny comes over, startles the president, and then points in another direction, puts a hand behind him and starts to push him and ushers him out. It has now been learned that the Easter Bunny for the event was also one of the PR handlers. They all have the same orders. Keep Biden away from people. Tell him point where to go. Do this, do that. This is so embarrassing for America. This is the week after he finished reading a teleprompter and turned around and put his hand out to shake somebody's hand, and there was nobody standing there. The other thing nobody else is talking about, watch when this happens. When these things happen, look at the other people around Biden. Nobody will look at him. We saw the Obama event where they all just ignored him. That's different. Those are his colleagues. Them ignoring him is bad. Watch, look in the seats. Look at people that are staged back behind him to watch the speech. When he turned and shook hands, you could see about 15 different people on the screen back there sitting in seats, and they all looked away like, I can't watch. It's like my wife watching a movie and then there's a snake on the screen. Oh, God, I can't watch. She can't watch. That's Joe Biden. He's like a snake. You can't look at him. Oh, God, I can't look at that snake. It is pathetic. People feel so bad for him intuitively, instinctively, when they're around him that they can't look at him. It's just a nuance, just a thing to notice. Before we get to sports, we want to thank Ron Buck and his team at Buck Roofing for sponsoring KKHI from day one. Yeah, they were there day one. Thank you, Ron. You're a dear friend. It's time for us to go have a couple of cold ones. It's been a while. We need to get together. I know it's your busy season, but I'm going to pull you away some afternoon, and we're going to go maybe have a couple of cold ones on me, man. You're the best. He's the best roofer in the Midwest. It ain't close. And he'll do your roof anywhere within a couple of hours of Kansas City, too. You don't just have to be in Kansas City. Buck Roofing. 913-384-2680. You'll sleep well knowing Buck Roofing fixed the roof over your head. Seriously, have these people out for the free inspections and things that they do. They can be trusted. He's not going to try to find something and sell it to you. None of our sponsors are that way. None of them. They're great. They are to be trusted. This is old school. I know all these people. I trust all these people. The reviews are all in. Everybody loves them. Ron Buck's one of them. Same thing at Fry Orthodontics for your kid, your grandkid, or for you. If it's time to straighten your smile, Invisalign is the product for you. Invisalign is the same price as braces at Fry Orthodontics. It usually offers a discount right around Father's Day. Mention KKHI for $500 off your treatment. No place else will do that. Mention the podcast, Fry Orthodontics, 12 locations. There's one right next to you. 913-469-9191 or log on to fryorthodontics.com where your smile is just the start. On to sports, and Patrick Mahomes, who's been in Fort Worth working out with Chiefs receivers, they're in town now practicing together. There are some news conferences, media. Patrick Mahomes met with the media on Monday. And this is where you rely on my expertise of being around this for 37 years now to filter through what is true and what is hype. There is some truth in what Patrick Mahomes is saying, but most of it is hype. The important thing to know here is Andy Reid has convinced Patrick Mahomes of something that he's now saying in front of the media that he believes. Doesn't matter whether you believe it or I believe it or anybody else believes it. It matters that Patrick Mahomes believes it. Andy Reid has already convinced Patrick Mahomes that even before the draft, that Mahomes' receiving core is now better than it was the last 2 years with Tyreek Hill. This all stems back to the Super Bowl loss to the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. That two deep zone, that shell coverage, the lack of ability to go downfield. The Chiefs were a top five offense last year. Not number one, top five, not good enough. They're redoing it. And they're saying, we don't like to have Patrick Mahomes as our quarterback against that defense. That doesn't work for us. So we have to change what we're doing in order to make the defenses change. The Chiefs believe they have forced the hands of the defense to come out of that shell. Andy Reid has convinced Patrick Mahomes of this. Mahomes said on Monday that he was working out with his receivers in Fort Worth, and there were multiple times that he thought he overthrew them, but he didn't because they're so much bigger than Tyreek Hill. Andy has him convinced that his receiving core is better. He says, we have the two speed guys. We got Marquez Valdez-Scantling. We got Mecole Hardman. I got two speed guys. Now I have another big guy to go with Kelce. I got Juju Smith-Schuster who can go up and get it. Like Kelce, I got two big guys and two speed guys. And they're asking the question aloud, is the two deep shell against the Chiefs dead? They have convinced Patrick Mahomes that they're better off without Tyreek Hill. Hell, I don't care if it's true or not. If he believes it, that works for me. That's why you listen to this podcast. Okay? Doesn't make sense. It sounds like hype. Off-season hype. It totally sounds like off-season hype. We'll know whether the Chiefs believe it on draft night. If they trade up and take a receiver at the top, well, they haven't believed it yet. Or at least Andy hasn't. I don't care. He's already convinced Patrick Mahomes, you've got more weapons and you're better off now than you were last year. And that thing that happened in that Super Bowl against Tampa Bay is never happening to us again. That's what he's telling Mahomes. What do I care? I just need Patrick to believe it. Apple Plus reportedly has the Sunday ticket. That's every game, every market, every time. That's awesome. I have Apple Plus. I assume there will not be a premium on that. It comes with Apple Plus. The question we don't know. Apple has asked the NFL to keep it quiet at this point. We don't know if it's exclusive or if it's going to stay on satellite service as well and be on satellite and streaming. We also don't know if Apple paid so much that they can go find a satellite partner on their own. Or a cable partner, or something of that nature. We don't know what Apple is up to. Apple likes it that way. That's what they do. But the report is out there that they now have the Sunday ticket. Tim Cook, the CEO of Apple, previously said about Apple Plus, which just won the Oscar for Best Picture, has Ted Lasso, The Morning Show, some of these popular shows. Apple has a fraction of the subscribers of everyone else. They are not Netflix. They're not even close. Oh, but they will be. They'll find a way. They'll bundle it all with your phone and your devices and your iPad and everything. It's coming. Tim Cook says, we're in the early days of premium video and nothing is more premium than the NFL. This is what he said in a public interview a couple months ago. He basically said, I'm not getting outbid. We have $60 billion cash sitting over here on the sideline. We have the best balance sheet of any company in the history of the world. I'm going to go get the NFL. And so he has. He's got the Sunday ticket. We'll find out the details later. I don't know what the details will be. Thursday Night Football will be on Amazon Prime. I do not have that. Probably going to have to get it. I'm just going to have to cave and just start getting them all because I love football and I got a job to do. It's a company expense. It is. I got to have football. I can't do this podcast without football games. Impossible. Can't be done. The Los Angeles Angels announcers are staying home. Now, this is crazy. This is a big market team with a gigantic payroll. It gets all kinds of really expensive free agents. And they're going to save how much money this year by not sending their announcers on the road? I mean, the Royals are sending their announcers on the road. So they did this during COVID and went, oh, we can save some money here. Matt Vasgersian is one of the most famous announcers in baseball. He's on MLB Network. He does Fox. He does a lot of different stuff. People know who Matt Vasgersian is. He had a terrible call this week of a road game, sitting in a studio looking at a monitor where he said, fouled off to the left side. Wait, wait, it's gone. And it was a home run to left field. He thought it was a foul ball off to the left side. He's not at the ball game. It's a bad look. It's a really bad look in Los Angeles. Kansas City, Milwaukee, Cincinnati, maybe. Angels? Man, I don't see it. That's just a cop-out. That's just being cheap. That really is just being cheap. What a shame. We'll ask Ryan about that next time he's on. I know Ryan said it was bittersweet to not go with the team and call the games, but I also know that he really liked being at home with his family. Finch Knife Company is a great Kansas City company. They design all their pocket knives right here at their studio in Stillwell, Kansas. Yes, indeed. 6 to 8 new designs every year. They've got all their designs through 2023. If you want to check them out, look online at finchknifeco.com. This is the Father's Day gift. Ladies, if you're listening to the podcast, your husband, your son, your dad, they all want a pocket knife from Finch Knife Co. Yes, they do. These are collectible pieces of art or everyday pocket knives to keep in your pocket. They are absolutely gorgeous. With 154 centimeter U.S. steel blades, keep life from getting dull. You can buy them at Teague Tractor in Belton. You can buy them at Shields in Overland Park. You can buy them at the Bullet Hole in Mission or online at finchknifeco.com. Finch Knives, keep life from getting dull. And Back 9 Development, Midwest best custom home builder. You want an upscale custom home that is energy efficient and really, really well made? Contact TJ Vilkanskis and ask him if you can just kind of sit down and chat a little bit about a project or about what maybe you're thinking about. See if you guys line up a little bit. It's not a slam dunk. The second you call him, you don't have to hire him to build your house. Think of it as an interview process. If you're going to build something, you want to interview builders. You want to know the developer, the builder. That's the person you want to know. It's important. Call TJ at 785-236-0161. Get to know him. He is a great conservative businessman who goes the extra mile to make sure you know where every nickel is spent on your project. Trust him. Back9development.com. That's the numeral. Back9development.com if you want to see his portfolio. And the draft is next week in the National Football League. I like the first round of the draft. I get a little bored with it after that. I can't sit and watch it for hours and hours and hours. The first night, I can definitely watch. Mel Kiper will not be part of the draft this year. He'll be at home remotely because he has not taken the COVID vaccine. He went out of his way to let people know that this is because of his unique medical history that he has not taken it. In other words, he's trying to say to the world and his bosses at ESPN, I'm a liberal, I'm a liberal, I'm a liberal, I'm okay, I'm a liberal, I'm with you, I'm down with the struggle. I'm with you, but I can't take it because of my medical condition. That's what he's basically trying to say. It's just strange the way people act about this stuff. Can anybody explain to me why he can't be there? And how's he living his life? Has he not had COVID? Because the number of people in this country that have not taken the jab or have not had COVID is a tiny little number. That's a tiny little number. And I think we all know now, if you've had it, that's better than the jab. We all know that. If you had it and it wasn't much and you survived it, that's better than any shot. You're good. You're good to go. Mel Kiper is not good to go. He will be at home remotely on draft night. So be it. As always, thank you so much for listening to Kevin Keatsman Has Issues. I know not all of you will or can become patrons. I get it. I totally understand. But many of you go the extra mile and tell people about the podcast, which is an unbelievable service and does great things, I believe, in our community. I think we're making a difference. I know you're making a difference. We appreciate you telling people that Kevin Keatsman has issues. And if you have not done it yet, this one's really important for many of you. If you haven't hit that like or follow button yet, please do so. Just go ahead and hit it today. It doesn't cost anything. It just puts you on the notification list when a podcast is up. Really greatly appreciate that. Go do it. And as always, thank you so much for listening to Kevin Keatsman Has Issues.
Thanks for listening to Kevin Keatsman Has Issues, presented by Roberts Robinson Chevrolet Buick GMC. To get exclusive patrons-only podcasts, receive a weekly newsletter, and attend in-person patrons-only parties, visit kkhasissues.com and become a patron today. This has been a production of Crooked Tail Media Incorporated.